Okie dokes, 3, 2, 1. So, wow, I just got a random email webinar. That's completely confusing. I'm going to kick straight off in to our Ramadan Bites. Assalamu alaikum. How's Ramadan going for you guys?
Hey guys.
I was going to say. But welcome to Mintook Pod Ramadan Special. We will be going through certain pre-selected ayahs that we've selected. So I've selected 2 ayahs each. Sada selected 2 ayahs each.
2 ayahs?
Not today. We'll go through one.
No, I was going to do the... Well, to be honest, it's just 2 ayahs that in this surah. That's good. Oh, okay. Go on.
Or 2 verses or 2...
I thought it was the entire surah.
No, it's not the entire surah. Okay. It's just like a section or a piece or like...
Okay. No, that's fine.
Or like a feeling.
The bulk of everything is in the last ayah anyway.
Yeah. So... basically, somewhere we want to focus on. So we'll do one each every week. We did discuss this behind the scenes, but we're just... It's good that we explain it, so now everyone will understand. So let's 1 each every week, and we'll just discuss how it made us feel, our commentary and our opinions. No facts, no source, no sheikh, no scholars, no...
None of that.
Edumacation, no nothing, no degree. This is just opinions and how it made us feel in order to... not just reconnect with this, with the Quran, but also to just kind of center ourselves, our spirituality, and just kind of like bring it all back, you know, throughout this month of Ramadan. So I hope you guys are enjoying like fasting.
How's it going, guys? May Allah accept it from us.
I mean, if you're listening right now, you know, let's pause for dua. That was a lovely dhikr reminder.
I was like, okay. I thought you were going to start making dua.
No, I was just like, you know, insert dhikr reminder here.
Okay, cool.
No hadith this week, just straight into our Quranic verses. So I'm going to start our first one. And my Quranic verse that I've come across, or that I've selected to kick it off, is Quran 5 verse 3.
Let me try and find that.
I'm just going to open the link. And I'm going to talk about why this ayah came to me, and it's literally because so there is, I think it's Dawood Wansby Ali, or there is Uzayn Biha, but after one of their nasheeds, or before, or the prelude or the interlude or somewhere in one of their like albums, they recite this ayah, and they're like, verily I have perfected for you your religion, and I have taken my religion upon you,
making
you Islam as your religion. And I just kept on reciting it like throughout the week, and I couldn't. So I sat down and I was like, let me find the ayah and like find why it's doing me in my chest. So Surah Ma'idah verse 3, and I'm going to read to you the ayah, and then I'm going to read to you the commentary from qtafsira.com as stated on these links. And then we'll go into my feels and opinions of what it did to my chest, because it really just spun me in my chest, man. It was fantastic. So, so the ayah starts off with... This is verse three straight. I feel like I should read everything prior, because it's only 1 and 2, right?
What, the ayahs?
Yeah.
If you want, why not?
Recite the ayah itself.
Oh, in English.
I was just gonna read the English translations, but my tablet's doing a lot. It's just misbehaving, and it just
movement. Okay.
Huh?
I'm looking, I'm peeking. I'm just seeing movement. Okay.
You're just seeing movement. Yeah, for real, man. It's just, I just need them to open. Follow link, Jo. Just open and get to the ayahs. It's not showing it as like a list. That's why. Okay, it's doing it one ayah at a time. This app.
Is it the Quran.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do one ayah. They can do. I think they can do.
Okay, I've seen it. It says go to verse 1. Okay, now it's got several. Okay. We finally got there. Okay, so I'm just going to go. Oh, you who have believed, fulfill all contracts. Lawful for you are the animals of grazing livestock, except for that which is recited to you in this Quran. Hunting not being permitted while you are in the state of ihram. Indeed, Allah ordains what He intends. O you who have believed, do not violate the rights of Allah or the sanctity of the sacred month, or neglect the marking of the sacrificial animals and garlanding them, or violate the safety of those coming to the sacred house seeking bounty from their Lord and his approval. But when you come out of ihram, then you may hunt. And do not let the hatred of a people for having obstructed you from al-Masjid al-Haram lead you to transgress. And cooperate in righteousness and piety, but do not cooperate in sin and aggression, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in penalty. Prohibited to you are dead animals, blood, the flesh of swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah. And those animals killed by strangling or by a violent blow or by a headlong fall or by the gorning or by the goring of horns. And those from which a wild animal has eaten, except what you are able to slaughter before its death. And those which are sacrificed on stone altars, and prohibited is that you seek decision through divining arrows. That is grave disobedience. I can't do this. I'm like holding my breath, so I'm trying to read properly. But I don't know when to breathe. I don't know how to do
at the end of the sentence.
No, I'm trying not to like get my breath caught on the mic. So I'm like, I feel like Beyonce, like
she does it, like singing and not breathing.
But yeah, I'm like, because as I'm breathing, it's blowing. That's when I'm meant to have the pop filter, but that's far away. But this day, those who disbelieve have despaired of defeating your religion. So fear them not, but fear me. This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favour upon you and have approved for you Islam as religion. But whoever is forced by severe hunger with no inclination to sin, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. They ask you, O Muhammad, what has been made lawful for them? Say, lawful for you are all good foods and game caught by what you have trained or hunting, of hunting animals which you train as Allah has taught you. So eat of that, of what they catch for you, and mention the name of Allah upon it, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is swift in account. It was the bit where he says, I have perfected for you your religion, mm-hmm. and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. But there is another bit that I wanted to read, and I've just jumped straight to verse 7 in the same surah. And it says, and remember the favour of Allah upon you and his covenant with which he bound you when you said, we hear and we obey, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is knowing of that within the breasts. O you who have believed, this is verse 8, mm-hmm. be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses in justice, and do not let the hatred of people prevent you from being just. Be just, that is nearer to righteousness, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds that for them there is forgiveness and great reward. But those who disbelieve and deny our signs, those are the companions of hellfire.
That's 10.
Yeah, I just want to read the whole surah, man. This is.
I feel like you're getting very into this.
Oh. Okay, just last one, yeah? O you who have believed, remember the favour of Allah upon you when a people determined to extend their hands in aggression against you, but he withheld their hands from you, and fear Allah, and upon Allah let the believers rely. I'm just gonna stop.
Oh, look at how she's so happy.
It's so like, oh, subhanAllah, like, Allah's just like, he's just the best, man.
Yeah, no, when I think about what Allah says and like, how like Allah just nah, it just makes sense. Like I just love Allah a lot. Like
it's just mad. So
you
like
know something just fills you with like warmth and happiness, and that's how Allah makes me feel.
It just makes you feel so beautiful. Yeah. Like so, the two ayahs I wanted to like, well, not the two ayahs. The main ayah that led me to this surah again was that we have perfected for your religion. I just couldn't get that out of my mind. The mm-hmm. fact that like Allah has said literally the religion is perfect, and that's a big statement. And then when I started rereading the surah and I got to verse 8, and it was like, oh, you who have believed, be persistently standing firm for Allah. This came right after the girl called me Dawah Man.
Aww.
So I was just like, oh my God, I'm God's warrior. I was like, oh my God, hit me in my chest. I was like, if I post this on Instagram, then this is me being petty. But it really was like,
nah, this is how you know Allah.
It was, yeah. For real, I was just
things
like,
things are like coincidence.
I felt so bad. That's a cute reassurance. Stand up for God. Like, okay, no, I didn't feel that bad, but I just felt, she called me Dawah and it made me feel type of way. I literally wrote it in the Mantoot Pod script and I was like, I'm Dawah Man. That's the title of the next episode because clearly. And I was just taking it off as banner. And then I was like, oh, let me find my Q-tafsir. And I was like, why can't I get this ayah up my head? I've perfected for your religion. So I just kept feeling like the religion is perfect. The religion is perfect. It just kept replaying. So when I finally got to this and it was just like, be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of people prevent you from being just. I just thought it's really important. And I felt like I need to do justice like regardless. So, and obviously we spoke about this like a few podcasts where I was like, I need courage to just stand in and the truth, not even my truth, in the truth. Like, I feel like you have to speak the truth, and the truth is like, this is
to my one, but you go on. Yeah,
this is what I'm saying, like, the truth is, this is what Allah has said, this is what's being said, whether we're practicing or not is a different story. Let's not talk about
the facts.
I'm the perfect Muslim. That's separate from this is the perfect religion, and we can talk about that. There's no debating that. And I just felt like Allah's just telling me to just stand in justice, and the closer you are to being just, truthful, is the best. Like, it just, I think it just reaffirmed. And then obviously I went into the tafsir of the ayah, which is what I'm supposed to read and not just give you like my own personal feels yet.
But right. the person jumped out like,
I mean, the Islamic was just like, oh my God. And I feel like it's so mad because like I said to, like, even in the girl in the conversation, I was like, I chose this religion. Because I was trying to have an adult conversation. I was like, I chose this religion. So if we chose this religion together, because I'm going to assume you chose this religion. Yeah. You're older. I'm going to assume you chose this religion too. So if we both chose this religion, then let's be honest with each other and say, this is what this religion says. We're either going to ride for this religion or we're not. And I don't get why us mediocre Muslims are labelled as radical. Because I'm actually not the radical. I'm out here turning up on Saturdays in the mosque. But do you know what I mean? Like, I am not the radical. And I was just like, for me, it's just, it's been on my mind a lot how praying 5 times a day it's makes you radical.
Whoa,
now,
like, oh my gosh, you pray 5 times a day when
that's just
even,
one,
it's not even part of the
one of the five,
one of the five pillars. It's actually sad. I was about to say, like, it's actually sad we live in a day
that's one fifth of,
like,
my Islam.
Oh my gosh, you pray, like, like, for example, I go to work, I go to this, and it's like, it's a statement to say that you pray, it's a statement to say you fast, it's a statement to say that, like, you do all these fundamental things that are fundamentals.
It's one fifth
of Islam. Exactly.
It's one fifth of my Islam.
You haven't even, you know how your uni year 40% is where you start to fail. You haven't even got to half of where you start to fail.
The dean, 20%,
bro,
20%. And then what? We fast for one month in the year. We go Hajj if we can. Qadr is to believe in what we can't even see. So that's not even, we can't even touch that. That's an intangible one. And the Shahada.
Yeah.
The Shahada is just in our, so really and truly, yeah. God's not asking us for much.
Okay, one thing that's you know how there's everyone,
oh, and zakah, sorry,
that's it. I was thinking there's another one. I was doing things like, yeah,
zakah.
Yeah,
but even that's annually. That's
when you can, if you meet the threshold and blah, but there's conditions to that. Just on that point, you know how Allah tells us in Surah Baqarah, I'm just gonna summarize how He doesn't give us a burden more than He can bear.
That's also one of the Nangus ayahs ever. Like, to be honest, beginning to end, it's just like captions for days.
Yeah, you know how people do captions of ayahs. I find it kind of cringy, but at the same time, I find it kind of cute because, like, it's cute. But anyway, I was listening to something, probably Numan Ali Khan, because he's my fave, about how that ayah isn't necessarily just saying that, okay, your burdens are gonna be, you're going to get through your burdens, and kind of like a promise of how you're going to get through, blah, 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 blah. It's also a reminder that everything Allah has bestowed on us and told us that we should do is something that we can actually
do. We're capable of. There's not
doing
a single thing we're not capable of.
So, for example, praying 5 times a day, Allah knows we are capable of doing that. Obviously, and then you can think about the story of how originally Allah said 50, and it was the fact that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came coming down, and Musa was like, you know, people are useless, that we got 5. And do you know what I mean? Like, if Allah says we can, if Allah has put it down and said this is what you should do as a Muslim, it's something that I can do, and I have to suck it up and try and do it.
It's not, obviously, this is what practice, I'm saying. Like, even hijab,
I don't do everything.
Even, like, wearing hijab is something that we can actually do. Like, I know a lot of people, and I know, like,
okay, yeah, because I
romanticize
nowadays,
people, like, not even romanticize, like, or I romanticize the actuality of practicing the deen. I do feel like sometimes I feel like, because I'm living it, so I know that it's not actually that easy.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's as simple as, just nah, fam. Man, do it. Like, you're just gonna look in the mirror. Like, when you look in the mirror, and I don't know if it's like, I don't know if I'm just running different blood and different energy from people, but I just feel like when you look in the mirror and you decide, this thing that I want, I'm going to go and get it. And I'm going to work. I see people doing 4 hours nights, 4 hours of sleep because they're grinding for this dunya. And it's like, you can leave sleep, you can lose sleep, you can look. I see people eat an apple a day because they're trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. You can sacrifice.
When the mind, when you set the mind on something, it's possible.
When you look in your mirror and say, man, do it, you will do it. So I don't understand when people are like, I do understand the incentive of doing because it's not easy.
Yeah, struggle, tribulations, and everyone gets tested, blah, 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 blah.
When your chest is there, your chest is there. Like, but it's at
the
same time,
when the mindset is set on something, you do it. And when the incentive is something you value, you also do it. So, for example, if I'm going to eat an apple a day because I want to lose weight, it's because I know how badly I want to be a certain shape.
They suck a lemon. They'll suck a lemon.
Oh, my friend likes eating lemons.
No, just to lose weight. They'll suck a lemon. They'll be like, yeah, like, I'll just suck on a lemon whenever I'm hungry. What is that piece? Oh, wow. This is what I'm saying. No, some people,
and you say it can never be me, but if I wanted it, if someone told me, Salda, to be a billionaire like this, halal money, don't eat.
I'll give you the billion at the end of the year. Just don't eat.
Just don't do something. Understand, I will do it. I will do it.
But that's not, you don't even need that example. The maddest example for me is, I was speaking to someone, I was like, this Ramadan, she goes to me how, she literally said to me, I don't think I could ever fast. She's not much, she's like, I can never fast. And I was like, it's an example of discipline. Yeah, we are all like coming out to fast this Ramadan.
I can never do it.
Do you know
it.
How mad that is?
I can never do it.
We are all giving up food. If it was outside of Ramadan, yeah, you can. 50% of us won't fast.
This is why people struggle to make up fast.
But when it comes to Ramadan, our minds, we're like, it's time to fast. Yeah. So it's, and I was like to her, like, Ramadan shows you the discipline that you have within you, that you can do need to do. Do you know what I mean? I was like, that's what's mad it is. That's why Ramadan changes people's lives. Because you go in and you're like,
I can do it. And I
have no choice. I've been told I have to do this thing. I'm going to do this thing. Like, yeah. We're here, like, I don't even like fasting, fam. I'm just trying to eat. Some people are even like, how am I going to go gym in Ramadan? Because for you, not fasting is not an option.
It's everything else that I'm going to have to move. It's the work that I'm going to do. It's the living I have to.
Ramadan is set in stone. And like, obviously, there's Muslims that aren't going to fast in Ramadan. So I'm not saying that we're all, but I'm just saying the collective mindset that we're not debating whether we're going to fast. That's not even a discussion that the scholars have to hold. Are we going to fast Ramadan or not, guys? As we're moving into the Western tip, is Ramadan even?
That's one thing we haven't lost. I mean, maybe on the individual fronts, people have lost it, but whether Ramadan is Farad or not. Which is weird because people.
That's how low the bar is.
But exactly, the mind is something that when you say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
And yeah, there's inshallah. 1,000 empowerment talks that'll tell you that. Bi'idhnillah all day, inshallah all day. Let's go into the tafsir. So the main ayah that I focused on was Quran 5 verses 3. So I'm only going to read the tafsir for that particularly.
But feel free to go further.
I'm using qtafsir.com, so feel free to pick the book up. Let's read it together. Because me, when I sat down, I was like, my chest.
You know when you feel it in the... Yeah, you know you feel it in your life.
You know how
yeah.
you, like, you finish watching End of Game, you want to talk to everyone about it. I was like, guys, I want to talk to you about this. This sort of doing something to me. I want to discuss this. I was like, let me hold this for the podcast. I'm ready. So this day, I have perfected for you your religion. Mm-hmm. I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favour upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. First of all, that is mad. Like, when I read that, it did hit me because I was like, completed my favour upon you. But let me... I'm talking too much. So the tafsir says, this indeed is the biggest favour from Allah to this ummah, for he has completed their religion for them, and they thus do not need any other religion or any other prophet except Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Muhammad the final sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophet and sent him to all humans and jinn. Therefore, the permissible is what he allows, the impermissible is what he prohibits, the law is what he legislates, and everything that he conveys is true and authentic and does not contain any lies or contradictions. Allah said, Arabic, and the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice, meaning it is true in what it conveys and just in what it commands and forbids. When Allah completed the religion for Muslims, his favor became complete for them as well. Allah said, this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion, meaning accept Islam for yourselves, for it is the religion that Allah likes and which he chose for you, and it is that with which he sent the best of the honorable messengers and the most glorious of his books. Ibn Jarir recorded that Harun bin Antara said that his father said, when the ayah, "This day I have perfected your religion for you," was revealed during the great day of Hajj, the day of Arafah, the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, Umar radiallahu anhu cried. The Prophet said, "What makes you cry?" He said, "What made me cry is that our religion is being perfected for us. Now it is perfect. Nothing is perfect, but it is bound to deteriorate."
Aww.
Do you know what that means?
Then we're going to come and mess it up at the end. Yeah, and lo and behold.
It's like nothing. The Prophet said, "You have said the truth." What supports the meaning of this hadith is the authentic hadith. Islam was strange in its beginning and will return strange once more. Therefore, tuba for the strangers. Imam Ahmad recorded that Tariq bin Shahab said, a Jewish man said to Umar bin al-Khattab, "O leader of the believers, there is a verse in your book which is read by all of you Muslims. And had it been revealed to us, we would have taken that day on which it was revealed as a day of celebration." Umar ibn al-Khattab asked which verse. The Jew replied, "This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you," etc. Umar replied, "By Allah, I know when and where this verse was revealed to Allah's messenger. It was the evening of the day of Arafah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a Friday." Abu Khari recorded this hadith through Al-Hasan bin As-Saba from Jafar bin Awan. Muslim, At-Tirmidhi and Nasai also recorded this. Basically, everybody said bang, bang, bang.
Everyone said yes.
And it down. There is a verse that is read by all of you Muslims, and had it been revealed to us, we would have taken that day on which it was basically the same thing.
Oh, my girl got like tafsir and this and that and this.
I'm just going to go into the next page and see what it said.
What's the word? Evidence and
competition. So that's just how bossy.
You know, every once in a while, I feel like every day from every other day, I sit and think about how I'm Muslim. I just feel like everything aligns so well. Everything's just so perfect. Everything makes so much sense. And like, I'm so happy to be on this side of the club.
It's mad. I was thinking about that. So I was listening before this thing I was saying. I was listening to our other podcast, right? And I was saying how like a part of me, I think I said, what I said was I have replaced tawakkul with logic. And what I meant was I've replaced tawakkul with my own cautionary measures, which there's nothing wrong with that, but excuse me, there's a bigger element that I'm starting to rely more on myself than Allah, which is not to say that I'm not relying on Allah, it's just I'm not consciously relying on Allah. I'm just giving by and Allah's merciful. So when I read this ayah and it's like Allah is the most just and Allah is he's created this religion in truth and in justice, yeah. The first thing I thought to myself is that we beef this religion every day on the timeline. We beef this religion every day, everywhere. Everyone's beefing this religion. From Sharia law to homosexuality to da-da-da-da-da to feminism to da-da-da-da-da. We're beefing this religion. But Allah has said that the religion is perfect and he's the most just. And I don't understand. Like me, I don't do stress. And I know that it's very easy to actively live your life actively, and subconsciously be worried and subconsciously be like, oh my god, what am I going to do? Do you know what I mean? Like, these are your day to day. But logically, like, if you just leave it up to Allah and you just do what you're supposed to do, man has your back. Yeah. And he said that this religion is perfect and I've created it with justice in mind. So if you are following this religion to the T, you're living justice, you're serving injustice. Like, there's no
deviation.
It's not unfair. There's no deviation. That's what I'm saying. It's not unfair. The outcome isn't unfair. This women can't do that. Women, blah, blah, blah. It's not unfair. Like, yes, the reality is hard and it may be harsh, but it's not unfair. There's nothing here that's not as Allah has deemed it to be.
Yeah. Like, for example, like, oh, how women wear hijab and cover up more than the men in comparison. Oh, that's not fair. It's not about the equality there.
It's not about our understanding of earthly equality and equity. It's not. It's not for us to determine. Allah has said that it is just unfair.
And like, it doesn't actually hurt me to cover my body.
It doesn't. And do you know what's mad is, like, it's very hard for a non-religious person
to understand
this concept, or a non-God believing, or I'm not even trying to brag and be like, this is some concept that I'm woke. No. It's a, I think it's a, an aspect of tawakkul that comes with this peace of mind in knowing that the person, not the person, the being you serve is truly all of that. Like, they are omniscient, omnipotent, all of the omnis that we learn in RE, benevolent.
Yeah.
Like, if you truly, truly, truly believe that with no doubt in your heart, and you believe that this is the this is the being you're rocking with, this is the religion you're rocking with, yeah, then everything else should fall into place. And everything else is, you know, Allahu A'lam. You know how people go, Allahu A'lam, and we just say it. I just feel like me reading that tafsir, reading those ayahs, and reading what Allah has said, this is the rules. Like, that whole ayah is legal. Like, these are the rules. This is how that Allah broke down what kind of animals you can and can't eat in three ayahs. And he spoke about, even if the animal is already dead and another animal's eating it, you still can't eat that animal. You know? Like, he didn't just go, don't eat this animal. He went, these are the conditions. Like, he went into depth in that. And then he said, I have perfected this. Like,
this is it.
This is it. And I just feel like it hit me in my chest. I just felt some type of way. I felt like, yeah, like, I felt like I trusted who was speaking enough to be like, if my mom says to me, eat this, I eat it. Not all the time, but I'm not saying. But, you know, like, but you know what I mean? Like, if my mom hands me.
The trust you have in your mother.
Yeah, like, if she hands me a piece of cake and she goes, oh, I'll eat this, I'll eat it. Because I know that it's not poison. Where's it from? Is it halal? Is it haram?
Yeah.
What's the ingredients? I know that this person, if Sada hands me grapes, I'll eat it. Like, do you know what I mean? There's certain. But then if I go to other people's. If someone else, I don't know, be like, oh, yeah, I'm just having some. Do you want some, love? And everyone's dipping their hands in the chips. I'm not eating it. Maybe because not. I don't know where it's come from. Do you understand? But, like, with this, I felt like I trust who it's come from. I know who it's coming from. I believe who it's coming from. I back who it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like this was talking to me and about me. I don't know. So this is my eye on any think commentary.
I like the whole, I like it all, you know. But I particularly liked the whole, yeah, I perfected your religion for you, and it's a favor on us. So I've heard somewhere, it's coming up somewhere in my mind, how, like, we are honored to be Muslim. Like,
yeah,
sorry if you're not Muslim, you listen to this, but this is what we believe, that Allah has chosen you to be, like, you know how Allah will guide who Allah wants to guide. Allah has said,
yeah, I've felt kind of bad about that, even though I was guided. Always just felt like, so what, some people, like, Allah will be like, when he says that some people can learn about it and their heart still won't be open.
Yeah.
Like, you can be faced with the religion and he still won't, because, like, he's not granted you.
That. Obviously, that's sad. I can only think so much about that.
I was just like, oh,
I can only think so much about that.
But exactly. You're not even going to be, you're not going to enter the club. Imagine the club's in front of you, you can't see the club.
I know, what a shame.
Like, that's just so but mad.
As but, I'm in the club, I just feel like
there's certain people that feel like deserve it, like Trump.
To be honest.
Trump should never be able to see the club, but that's just my personal opinion. Allah is the best of judges, so if he does see the club, then
well, like,
I'm still not marrying, you know,
like, to Trump. Ooh. But nasty. But
we should actually say, I take that back, let me just speak on Fir'aun that never got to come into the club.
Exactly.
Let's speak on people that have gone,
speak on someone's future. Okay, let's be nice. Yes, all around with Don feels. But I just feel like I can't remember what you said, but the whole how it's a favor on you, like, Allah didn't have to make you Muslim, Allah didn't have to give you this religion, Allah didn't have to do anything. Allah doesn't, fam, Allah's Allah, like, we're just so, you know, you're just so useless in comparison to something, like, that uselessness is internal in comparison to Allah. Allah didn't have to do nothing, Allah doesn't owe us nothing, do you know what I mean? It was a favor because of the love of Allah.
We owe him.
We owe that's Allah if anything.
When someone does a favor for you, you owe them.
Now you're in. That's the how biggest the life step sort of thing.
That's even mad.
So, like, how this deen is a favor to us. Allah has chosen us as Muslims.
And then,
Allah,
you know what's mad,
yeah? Perfect religion. And now we want to open our dirty mouths.
This is what I was about to say.
I'm
how can you owe
it?
Someone money and then still be spending money? And you're out here talking about, I'm going to do this, and you're driving a car,
man.
And you're doing all this, but you're out here owing a man.
And you know what's mad? Allah doesn't tell us to shut, you know, Allah could just finish us like this. Allah with his mercy is allowing us to rubbish ourselves and allowing us to even rubbish.
He's allowing everybody, and not even just us, he's allowing everybody to do what they want.
Yeah.
And he's like, I did these men a favor. I did all of these men a favor. He doesn't even have to say that because God's not petty. But I'm just speaking up for him, innit? Like, I'm just saying, innit?
Just reiterating.
That's not even my mind, that's my being, innit? So I'm just saying, because I'm mad for God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pissed on his behalf.
Yeah.
But you can't owe someone a favor
and then start
and not pay it back. We all know how we feel, and be misbehaving and be misrepresenting,
and that's what we do, unfortunately.
And then on top of that, yeah, God said the religion is perfect, yeah. And then you come out here and be like, if, well, I think we can pray
2 times a day
just by standing up. I think just giving God the intention and just having a small conversation with him, I think that's prayer. But he's gone out of his way, not even gone out of his way because he's all powerful, but he's actually gone and listed the details. He's told us, this is how this is this. And even when you are in the state of ihram, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, so
there is this much detail in all the aspects of this religion.
Throw us in the bin. Like,
and yet you open your mouth to say, I don't even pray, but I'm still Muslim.
Like, may Allah guide you and assist you and help you with that, because it's only Allah.
This is not even religion shaming. I'm just
I'm
just saying. Like, I'm talking about myself here. Like, I'm gonna bring it all back to me. Yeah.
No, but if anybody out there falls under that,
if you relate, then let's just gather us. Let's just assume this is gathering. This is not even us shaming you and making you feel bad in that, because our God is a big God. He's a merciful God, and His mercy covers everything, every being, and He has built everything and He has thought everything through. So don't feel like you're a failure. No, this is just us dragging ourselves here, and we're saying God has done us a favor. How are we paying back that favor? God has
even
said
though we can't ever pay back the favor, sort of thing, like, even in our attempts to do good and all that ibadah and all the things that we do in our lives, I understand we can actually never repay back Allah. Like, oh no, that's mad deep. Oh wow,
I just think it's so mad. Like, I
just feel like if I was an angel, yeah. Obviously, you know when human beings were created and angels are like, why? Like, obviously,
obviously, like, they smell.
The angels, I think, I remember listening to something like this. The angels are like, why? But obviously, Allah, you know what you're
but
doing.
The angels,
but they didn't understand, because they knew we were rubbish. I just feel like if I was an angel, I would have whined the loudest. Like, I would have been like, why?
Because the angels, I remember learning about the angels were felt that, you know, you have us that worship you consistently. You know, and there's these angels that are constantly in tawaf. Like, can you just imagine that? They're just constantly in supplication. That's just like angels. And angels love dhikr, remembrance and the recitation of Allah and the memory. And when we remember Allah and we recite Quran, like, they love that stuff. So it was like, you've got us that worship you wholeheartedly, and you're creating these beings out of clay that are just going to worship you, maybe, if they feel like it.
Yeah.
And some of them, I just even ignore you. So it was like a massive why. And then obviously you had shaitan, which I can, that's why I say, like, I can always understand the concept of how shaitan
felt,
arose, how arisen, arise, like how that character was created. Because it was a case of, like, my man's done promotion after promotion after promotion. I've struggled, but like the arrogance thing, do you know what I mean? I've done the work, I've worshipped you, I've done everything, and then you're just going to build these troublesome beings that are, and to be honest, yeah, with the way I say people are mad every single day, shaitan was probably like, these men are mad. From the job, he probably looked at something, these men smell, why do I have to? And that's his own personal problem, because that's not my personal problem. And I pray to God I never ever have an ounce of what shaitan had in his spirit that caused him to lead astray, because I don't want that. But I can understand why we were looked down upon ish even though that was all the decree of Allah as well, and that was meant to happen.
But it makes sense. Like, it's not wild. There's worse things that people have done and do and will do, sort of
and
thing.
And we'll do.
But what time?
We've hit the half an hour mark, so that's the end of this tafsir.
Open your Quran, the month of Quran, guys, and make sure you follow
us. Submit ayahs that hit you in your chest, because I want them. So send me ayahs that hit you in your chest.
The Quran, this is why trigger me. I've decided, I don't know how, I know I'm not committing to it, but may Allah facilitate this for me. This is why I want to be happy, because this Quran, when I say this Quran, slaps differently. Like, I've never maybe listened to a tafsir or something, or even like when you hear this recitation, I've never not been amazed.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I just feel like I just want to like engulf all that amazingness and be able to be like, yeah, the Quran said, I don't know. Anyway, guys, send us your ayahs, or send Nima your ayahs, because she does all the work. And enjoy Ramadan. I don't know, I feel like I have to sign up for something. Ramadan,
see you next week.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, I'm Nims the Sauda. See you next week, and we talk about another ayah that sends us right through the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Assalamualaikum.